continue on our second part of what we were talking about last night, or the last time I was here, which was it Tuesday, last Sunday I was here. So was I here last Sunday?
Yes.
I was so drunk in the spirit, I didn't realize. So if you could turn in your Bibles with me to a couple of scriptures, we're going to go to our second. We're teaching people how, you know, we said, what does it mean to believe? That was our first session. And I was, I had a good time teaching it. And so this is part two, to believe or not to believe, a faith lesson, of course. You know, every once in a while we have to teach faith to people because that's what it's all about, this life, you know. So we have two texts that I'd like to start off with is Mark 11, 24, King James Version, and Matthew 21, 22. And we'll start with those two. And I want to talk about what does it mean to believe. You know, people say they're believing God for something and they're crying for the rest of the day or the rest of the year. So if you're believing God, you're not crying all the time and complaining about stuff. So we wanna look closely at what the scripture says about what it does it mean to believe. So let's go to the scriptural text, Mark 11, 24. The first lesson, what does it mean to believe? And we'll continue to explain that again because I believe we have to explain it over and over again. And now we're talking about, you know, what you believe or not believe has an effect on your life. So I call it believe or not to believe. Mark 11, 24 says, therefore I say unto you, this is after Jesus started to explain the God kind of faith. This scripture, Mark 11, 24, is a description of what the God kind of faith is, or what the God kind of faith in prayer is. So if you pray, and I teach on prayer, and I said, if you pray, you have to know this prayer, which is the granddaddy of all prayers. If you don't know this prayer, then you will not do the other prayers the way it should be. Because you'll be in faith, out of faith, you'll be up and down. So how many people know the Word of God anchors you? It stabilizes you. And we should pray. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you today for this session. I thank you for the holy people of God that are gathered here in the name of Jesus that will understand your word because you have given us Holy Spirit. He's our teacher, and I invite him to minister through me. Use me as your vessel. And I yield myself completely to you, whatever you want us to do during any time of this session, to praise, to sing, to jump and dance. People are totally free to do what you ask them to do under the supervision, under the domination of the Holy Spirit. So we want to thank you, and we bind all evil spirits that would try to hinder the people. Even after they have learned this, in the name of Jesus, they will be able to dismantle the thoughts of the enemy and discern what is of the flesh, what is of the devil, and what is of God. I thank you in the name of Jesus right now for the power of prayer and the power of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Mark 11, 24. Matthew 21, 22, King James Version as well, I'm going to read. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now, are those just empty words, philosophical niceties of a man who is, you know, as they said back then, he was deranged, he was a madman, he was crazy. They said Jesus was crazy. Even his own family said he was crazy. And if you believe this kind of stuff, if you believe this way, people will label you as being crazy as well because you believe in the supernatural. Jesus said, he was the same man who said, Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible to him who believes, not to him who prays. To believe. Mark 11 says, therefore I say unto you, therefore is a conjunction, I believe it is. It's attached to the previous discussion. And I didn't know that until I went to college. Because I missed grade school. Anyway. It means Mark 11:24 is attached to Mark 11:23. And Mark 11:22, I believe it is. Believe 22. 22 tells us, Jesus admonishes us to have the God kind or the type of faith that God has. He is saying have faith in God. The actual rendering, the correct rendering of that verse of scripture, Mark 11:22, it says, have the God kind of faith, or have the kind of faith God has. He's encouraging you to have that faith. God would never tell you to do something, to have something that you cannot possess. So he begins to explain that faith, the process of that kind of faith, how it operates in verse 23. And he mentions two primary principles that we would like to extract from that verse of scripture so that you will understand, so that we have to extract those, you know, principles so that we can understand clearly what it's saying to us. It says, Jesus said two things there in Mark 11:23. Let's just look at that for a second. I'll just get this in my King James version of my Bible here. Mark 11, if you're following us online, thank you for watching. Faith City Church online, and you can also watch this anytime you want. If you miss any of our programs, you can go to our live or our Facebook or, excuse me, our website, and you can get any program at any time and watch it or listen to it by clicking in and following the viewers or the listeners part in anytime you want to. So Jesus said, Mark 11:22. Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. And he demonstrated what that was by talking to the fig tree. He said, have faith in God, or the God kind of faith. He says, for verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Say the mountain is, faith removes mountains. I saw that somewhere yesterday. Faith removes mountains, but doubt puts them back there. And so we have to understand that he's talking about mountains referred to things that are humongous, more than what you are, bigger than you. And how many of us have bigger problems than we are today? And we need a bigger God for that, right? And so he says, be thou removed, be cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Doubt in his heart. Now, notice the term doubt in his heart. That has great significance to us because doubt means to have two thoughts. It's to be in and out. It means to waver. Doubt means to waver. To waver. Everybody said to waver. Because James explains, James chapter 1 talks about doubting. The man who doubts is like the wind, the sea, you know, it goes up and down, you know, you're in and out. It's unstable. Don't be like that. So if you're in faith, you're going to stand strong and straight and believe no matter what. And the word of God will anchor you. So it says, and doubt not. Doubt not in this heart. Don't let doubt in your heart. Like, you know, you could have doubt in your head, but not in your heart. You have belief in your heart. So he says, shall not doubt in his heart, but that is, believe in your heart. That's what he's saying. So you have to believe with your heart. So the number one principle in the God kind of faith is that you believe with your heart. Everybody say, I believe with my heart. So anybody who is believing for something, anything from God, you have to believe with your heart, not with your head, not with your feelings, not with opinion, not with popular opinion, not what anybody says, but believing with your heart is you know, your heart is your spirit. That's the part that got born again. That's the part that received Jesus Christ by faith. The way you receive Jesus by faith, because you didn't feel Jesus, you didn't touch Jesus, you didn't see Jesus on the cross, you didn't see Jesus come out from the grave and go up to heaven. You didn't see all that. You didn't see Jesus bleed. You didn't even know if Jesus did go to the cross or the grave or come out of the grave. You didn't see any of that. Your eyes couldn't tell. You weren't there. So you had to believe on the word of the apostles and those who saw Jesus and what Jesus did say. So you didn't believe with your eyes. You didn't believe necessarily what you heard coming rumbling out of the ground. You didn't feel Jesus. You didn't touch Jesus with your hand. So you had to believe with your heart. You have to believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord. He is the Son of God. You have to believe that. And the same way you believe Jesus as Lord and receive Him as your Savior is the same way you believe for everything else in the world. Same way you receive deliverance from addiction. It's the same way. And different people have different avenues to get out of addictions or anything else, but it still helps. It's helping you. You're using something to help you aid yourself to be free. And it's all good. Everybody say it's all good. So now watch this. So Jesus said, you believe, do not doubt in your heart, but believe that is in your heart that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. The second part of the believing is the saying part. Is the expression part, is the expressing yourself and saying something that you have something when you don't have it yet. Yeah. Not because of a promise from a human person, but because God promised in His Word. That's what you're believing for, believing on. The Bible, you know, we're going to talk about this in a moment, but to trust, what does it mean to have faith in something or to believe God? So two things. Everybody said two things. So when you believe in God, you must, number one, believe with your spirit. Believe with your heart. What does believing with your heart mean? What does believing with your heart mean? What does it mean to believe with your heart? To believe with your heart means to believe without any sense evidence. Believing with the heart means you're believing independent of your sense knowledge. Because sense knowledge can trick you. What you see might not be true. What you heard might not be that accurate. Because, you know, we use this, in this room right now, there's air waves in this room right now. Radio waves. And you can't see them. You can't see them. Somebody's receiving text messages right now. Somebody, you know, whatever it is, it's here right now, but you can't see them. You can't feel it. So you can't tell, but Holy Spirit is here. You can't tell what your feelings. You can't tell what your eyes and ears. But God tells us that angels exist and there are demons and there is a hell, there is a heaven, and that's real. But you can't tell that. You've never been there. You never saw a picture of it. And somebody said, "Hey, listen, I was at hell. Hey, look at the devil. Look at being the devil there." Huh? Oh, I went up to heaven, and man, look at these little creatures over there in heaven. Look at, see, I took a nice selfie. No one's ever done that, but you believe it because the Bible says it. Are you following this? So two things. Jesus said, "Have the God kind of faith." What does God? What kind of faith God has? God doesn't have to depend on any kind of senses. And number two is that the God kind of faith believes in His own words. So the question is, do you believe in your own word? And here's the catch beside that. Like some people, they'll say anything they want. They just use any kind of word. They'll use the words indiscriminately, and they wonder why they can't believe God's word, because they don't even believe their own word. Oh, yeah, I'll help you next week. I'll be there. I'm going to give you that $10. I'll give you that $100. I'm going to babysit for you. And then they don't do it. And they wonder why, when it comes to believing God, they have a hard time believing. They don't believe in their own promises they make. They break promises all the time, and they think that's how God is. That's just another subject I'm adding on there. But believing in your own word. So the second part of the God kind of faith is that you believe in your own words. You believe that what you say will come to pass. Here's another catch, a side issue, another teaching, and that is that if you say something that's true long enough, you'll start to believe it, then you'll start to receive it. But you, on the other side of it, that people have said bad things about themselves so long and heard so many bad things over the years coming at them from people, putting them down, whether it's family, friends, or whatever, saying things, you'll never make it, you'll never amount to much. And all of a sudden, that gets into their heart. They start believing that they're no good. And so they believe that. And so when they get adults, they try to do something, they can't do it because they don't believe in it. They can't believe in it. Say, I can't. But we sang a song this morning, thank God. He said, through you, I can do all things. I can do anything. Huh? So we need to start saying that. Just say this, say, you know, some of you need to say this, say, you know, I lose weight easily. Say it, say, I lose weight easily. And I say, and I keep it off too. See, you have to believe that too. You just say, oh, I lose weight, but it all comes back. But you have to say, I lose weight, and you have to say, it doesn't come back. See, I'm losing weight because the doctor said you need to lose some weight. That's why I wore a t-shirt yesterday. All my shirts are, you know, somehow somebody said if you leave your shirts long enough in the closet, they somehow get smaller. How many found that to be true? And I have a chest like this, like on my bed, by my bed, along with all my pants that I swore that someday I'll wear. They've never come to pass it, but I'm believing now I found out about faith. So some of us have been a little bit disobedient. So two things. Say believe with the heart. Means independent of sense, knowledge, evidence. In other words, you're not going to wait to see something or feel something to start believing. That's easy to do that. That's called the Thomas kind of faith. The Thomas kind of faith doesn't get anything. Jesus said that Thomas kind of faith is no good. Like somebody said, you know, what Abraham believed, the word. He believed what God said to him. He's called the father of faith, and he believed the word of God. He considered the word of God. He considered not his own body now dead. When he was about when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not his own body. So you cannot consider what your body is telling you, but you have to consider what that God say about it. Whatever problem it is, finances, marriage, you have to consider, okay, I got a bad marriage, but I'm going to consider God has given me a husband. God has given me a wife. I'm going to be the best wife I can be, no matter what everybody else is doing. I'm not going to try to change that person. I'm going to be that. Amen? You've done your part. God has to work through to the other person. Like sometimes we're all trying to change people. You know. But anyway, okay. It's not a marriage seminar. So believing with the heart means you're not counting on circumstances to tell you something is true or not true. You're not telling whether somebody's going to come. No, you're trusting God. And we'll talk about trusting God in a moment. So number one, you're going to believe with your heart. Believing with your heart means you're going to believe independent of sense knowledge. Believing with the heart means you're going to believe independent of sense knowledge. It's inconsequential what senses are telling you when it comes to faith. Secondly, you're going to release your faith by saying what the Word says. You're going to release your faith in your words because you believe in your words. If you believe in your words, you're going to say it. And if you don't believe it yet, say it because you will eventually believe your own words. Because the Word is going to work in you. Mm-hmm. So then we can go to, now that you understand that, then you can go to verse 24. So verse 24 would not exist without the previous two verses, because he says, Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things, everybody say things. So no matter what it is, whatever thing, Pastor Tim would say, thing, whatever thing, you know. So whatever thing, whatsoever thing you desire, where's your desires at? It's in here, in your heart. Desires in the heart. Whatsoever thing you desire, where's that? It's in your heart. Whatever thing you desire, it says here, when you pray. When you pray is the moment you're praying, there's a desire in there about something, right? So your desire, when you pray, it says believe what? Believe that you receive. Now it sounds easy, but it can be hard because you have to deal with your own self. And you have to really understand whether or not you believe something. And the only way to do that is look at the Word of God. So when you pray, the moment you're praying, you have to believe that you receive what? That desire that you're asking God for. You have to believe at that moment, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive whatever it is, the money that I'm asking for. I believe I receive my healing in my body, whatever it is. I believe that I receive. I receive it, Lord, by faith. I receive it. I'm going to show you how to do that by faith. I receive it. Okay, so you got to believe that you receive them, not believe that you have them. You don't have to believe that you have them. That's not your part. It's not your part to believe that you have it. God's part is that you believe that it's His part that for you to have it, because you're believing. He's sort of forced to give you that. He said in His Word. In a sense, because you believed it. So believe that you received them. Notice it says that shall have them. Shall is a designation of future. A future tense means that somewhere after I say amen, I'm going to have it. Somewhere on there I'm going to receive. Maybe not the second. Maybe it's going to be the second that I physically have it. But eventually I'm going to feel like I'm healed. I'm going to walk like I'm healed. I'm going to, something's going to happen to me that my body knows. Everything about me knows. But right now, for now, my heart knows. But I won't look to my senses. Okay, so that's what he's saying. That's what Jesus is saying. So a lot of people, if you don't have this, it's hard to walk as a Christian if you don't know this stuff. You cannot walk by faith, if you don't understand this dynamic, I said in my introduction, you know, if you read my Facebook, I said, people don't understand this, the dynamics of faith and believing. They don't know, so they're asking for prayer over and over and over again for the same thing for year after year after year and still wonder why it's not happening. So we have to go back to the basics and see what the Bible says. Okay? So, therefore I say to you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray is the moment, it's right now. Because faith is always right now. So when you pray, you have to believe that you receive. Now, so you can't do this for your neighbor, your wife, your husband. You can't do this for anybody else except for yourself. This will only work for you. You can't make this work for your wife. You can't make this work for your husband. Only if you attach the prayer of agreement to that, then it can work. The prayer of agreement. Or if they say, okay, I want you to believe with me and designate that you believe with them, they'll agree. I can't believe this, but help me believe it. And then you can start believing for and with them. Okay, so you shall have them. So sooner or later, somewhere along the line, I know I don't look healed. I know I don't feel well. But you know what? I believe I receive. It's working in me right now. Somebody asked me, what's going on? I said, well, you know, thank God for his healing. I want to thank God that I'm well. According to the word of God, I'm well. Not according to my body. Not according to the way I look. Not according to what somebody said or what the doctor's report said. Whose report will you believe? I believe the good report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe God's word is true. Thank you, Lord. Now, the meaning of believe. The Greek word for the word believe is pistiso. P-I-S-U-S-O. It is a verb meaning to trust in. To believe means to trust in, rely upon, commit to the charge of, to confide in, to have a mental persuasion, or that you're convinced about something. So to believe, you know, it means you're going to rely on God. You're going to rely on him. Yeah, I put my trust in you. I put my faith in you. Putting your faith in God means you trust God. You're trusting him with your life. You're relying on him to complete what he said he would do, because as far as you know, I've given you my life, Lord. And look at your life to see whether or not you've given your life, because you might have given part of your life to the Lord. Because sometimes people just only give part of their lives and they wonder why some things are not working. Because, you know, it's up to you to evaluate. Don't blame people and blame the church or blame a minister. Look at yourself. Be honest. And ask yourself questions. Evaluate properly. So, it's the same Greek word, root word, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, a noun for faith, which means belief or to have a firm persuasion, assurance, firm conviction, or faithfulness. To believe means an action of the conviction of your heart. Something is true or factual. It means to be acting on your faith. So if you believe something, it's going to show up. If you actually believe something, it's going to show up in the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, or the way you behave every day. If you say you're believing, it's all hard, oh, so hard to believe. Oh, I'm just believing God. No, you're not believing God. Be honest about it. You're not believing God. You're not doing it right. Because he's carrying the load. He's helping you. It's tough. You can sense it's tough, but listen, he's helping you. And you're going to act accordingly like you trust him. You're going to smile and wipe off the tear and stop complaining and stop looking at everybody else. You know, you're going to look at God. You're going to put the pressure, as Keith Moore says, you put the pressure on God, not on people. Oh, my husband this. No, let's put the pressure on God. Let's put the pressure on the Lord. And expect God to work. It'll end all kinds of trouble in your family, in your home, in your marriage. Well, you don't do this. No, well, listen, we're trusting the Lord together. Calm down, as TJ says. The teacher here says, easy, tells me. When I get excited. How to believe God. So when somebody tells me that they're believing God for something, first, I listen to what they say. And not only do I listen to what they say, but I listen to how they say it. Don't try to convince me you're believing right now. Tell me. Yeah, I'm doing okay. And yeah, somebody says they got cancer. Well, yeah, I do have cancer, but you know what? I'm trusting God. God's working in me right now. I will not die. I will live and show the glory of the Lord. Thank you for being considerate, for asking me, but I'm doing fine. Thank you. God's my healer. You know, that's faith. You say, well, how could you act that way? Well, it's called faith. It's called believing. There's two things, a kind of barometer when you believe God. The scripture tells you believing has a barometer. Believing always has joy attached to it. Woo-hoo! I believe I receive. Woo-hoo! You know? There's joy to it. And also, there's another component to that believing, in that there's peace in your heart about it. You know what? Hey, listen, things are happening in my life right now, but I have peace about it. I know God's working at it. It looks terrible right now. It looks bad. Oh, man, it looks bad. Is that hard to do? Oh, yeah, it's tough to do because you have to work through your unbelief, your own thoughts. Your thoughts, and the devil will attack your thoughts and say, you know, you don't have that. You're going to die. You're going to die, man. Get ready to meet your creator. You know? You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your property. You'll be sick forever. You'll be sick in bed forever, and you won't be able to get up to work. How are you going to earn a living? I mean, all these things come to you, all of us. She's going to leave you. He's going to leave you. They'll never come home. They'll never get out of addiction. They'll never do it. You know, on and on and on. If you constantly listen to that. No, you got to say, shut up. Shut up. Amen. Here's what I believe. It shall be according to what God has told me. Say what the word of God says. Fight back. Don't run to your enemy with your mouth closed. Run to him with like David with his mouth open. I'm going to cut your head off. Amen. The giant is big. You know the 12 spies who were sent over to you know, Moses sent the 12 spies, go out and search the land and just make an assessment of what it looks like. But they came back with a bad report. They didn't ask, hey, tell me if the guys are big there or whatever. They come back and say, no, hey, listen, our enemy's huge, huge. How big are they? They're really huge. Not only about the walls, or this high. We can't even get to them. If we try to get to them, we'll probably be all tuckered out and to fight the giants after that. So, man, it's so huge. So they come back with a bad report, negative report, and said, you know what, we can't do it. There's no way we can do it. And you know what? Those 11 spies scared off a whole gang of church. The whole church, so to speak. The whole people, everybody got scared. Because of this gang of people. The majority said, we can't do it. Yeah. How many people is the majority in your life that you said, you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't have healing, you can't do this? How many people have that? Majority of people said, you can't have that. Yeah? But it only took two people with faith and said, you know, we can take this. God's for us. We can do it. Thank God we can do it. And so, to believe is not just sitting around being idle, waiting for something to happen. Believing is vital. Believing is active. Something active. Believe means to rely on God, to trust on God, to make sure that you're acting like it, acting like that this is true. So, you know, we see the scripture in Romans 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. Everybody say, believe in your heart. We see that phrase, we see that term in there. Believe with your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You have to believe with your heart that God literally raised Jesus from the dead to be saved. That's what it says in there. Well, you didn't see that. You didn't see Jesus raised from the dead. You didn't see a video. You see a picture, at least a picture. They should have at least somebody should carve something out and, you know, sign their name to it. That's, I saw Jesus coming out of the grave. You know, today everybody has a video. Even the videos don't tell you the truth. They're videotaping something, you know, eating corn or something. And you know, believing with the heart. That's what he says. That's how you got saved. You believe with your heart. Well, you say, I'm the only guy that had a picture of that. I had a spiritual experience. Well, what about us? We didn't have one. Paul saw Jesus. God took him up to heaven. Well, I didn't. What about all of us? He must believe. He must know that we could do this. You have to believe the report. If you're going to believe, you have to believe the report. Report of what? Report of what God said. You have to trust that. You have to rely on that. You have to learn to depend on that. And every time you have a doubt, go to that and say, here's what I believe. Tell yourself. Talk to yourself. That's called meditation. Here's what I believe. I believe this. Read it to yourself. I believe that. Lord, I believe that. I believe the Word of God says this. I don't believe this is going to happen. I don't believe I'm not going to make it. I believe I've already made it because God said I would do it. I know it looks bad. Isaiah 53:1 says, who had believed our report? Isaiah 53:1 says, who has believed our report? What is a report? A report is a description. It's something written. It's news. It's something it's information. So you have to believe the information that comes contained in the scriptures. It's quoted a number of other times in the scriptures. Isaiah said that. Romans 10:16 says that as well. He quotes that in John 12:38 as well. John quotes the same thing. Who has believed our report? So you have to believe the report of the Lord. To believe something is derived from hearing something that's been told to you sometimes over and over and over again. Sometimes you have to hear things more than one time. That's why the Bible says, listen carefully to the word. Listen carefully. Because sometimes when you listen with your ears, sometimes you will have an interference with your feelings. Or what you had seen. So that tries to take precedence over what you heard coming from the man of God or heard from the scripture. And then the doctor's report says, no, not this. This is important. No, you have to understand, yes, that's true what he said, but what's more true is God's word is true. That is true. We're not denying that you have a bank situation, that you have a financial situation. No, we're not denying you have a marriage problem. We're not denying that you have a physical financial problem. We're saying what God says about it. Yeah. Listen, guys, I realize that you're tired. I can see faces dropping, brows going this way, shoulders dropping, people sleeping, people falling over, not because of the anointing. Amen? But we'll forgive him. Well, forgive that man. I mean, I preached so good, I put him to sleep. Don't let him know. Don't let him know. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, to believe, what does it mean? It means to believe independent of sense knowledge. It means to believe from the heart. Believing from the inside of you. Because you're made of three parts. Your spirit. You have a soul, you live in a body, you have to believe with your spirit, and that's believing with independent of how you feel, what you see, and you have to confess what you believe, that I believe according to the Word of God, then I'm healed. I believe according to the Word of God, I can do all things. I believe according to the Word of God that I have all the finances I need. I believe according to the Word of God, my marriage is strong. I believe according to the Word of God, my body is strong. I believe my eyes are strong. I believe according to the Word of God, I will not fail this situation. I believe according to the Word of God, God says it. I believe it. Find scriptures on it and believe on the report. Amen? You know, okay, so I wanted to say this at the outset, but what you believe is so crucial. What you believe or not believe is so crucial. It's important what you do not believe and what you believe. You have to learn not to believe everything they said about the devil and what he says about himself. He said, I'm going to get you. You are going to fail. You will not have your healing. I know you had got healed one time, but you're not going to have it this time. Say, no, I don't believe that. And how many people know we have something to do with whatever is going on in our lives? There's God's side, our side as well. So we have to do our portion of it and start trusting God. Everybody stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. I hope I helped you. Hope I didn't confuse you. Thank you, Lord. There's so much more. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Can we have the music team if we can, at least partial if you're here? Thank you, Jesus. Whose report will you believe? The Lord. I can do all things. I can do all things. Oh, we praise you. Just lift your hands and thank God. Thank him for what you're going through right now. It's only temporary. What you're going through right now, there is a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God that you're not going to stay there. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are trusting and relying on you and putting their faith in you, that healing belongs to them. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your answers that are coming our way, that it's going to all work out fine. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I can do all things. Say, I receive my desires. I rely on God. I put my faith in God. I trust God. I depend on God. His word is working in me now. I do not trust circumstances. I do not look at circumstances, situations to tell me that it's working. I believe the word is working now in me. I can do all things. Hallelujah. Lord God, I give you my life, my whole spirit, my soul and my body. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, as my healer, as my provider, as my strength. Hallelujah. I have strength today. I have direction today. I know what to do. I'm not without wisdom. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe that if you're watching online and you said Jesus as Lord, if you confess Jesus as Lord, he's Lord. Listen, go to church. Contact us. We will send you information on how to live this faith life. And you can come out of any situation that you're in. There's nothing impossible. You can live and not die. You can make it out of that situation. I know a lot of you contact me sometimes on Messenger, Facebook. I want to let you know that we love you. We're praying for you here every week. We're believing God the best is yet to come. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, guys. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand here. Father, we pray for Shelley in the name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness, disease, cancer, and every other ailment that might be abiding in that body. We command it to leave and go. The anointing will destroy this yoke, and healing shall come, and you will live and not die. I declare it now in the name of Jesus Christ, because he said it, I believe it, and I trust in it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.